We're about 8 months into the pandemic in the U.S., and the retail industry is still adapting. The coronavirus changing the way Americans shop, maybe forever. And that means American mainstays, department stores, other mall-based retailers are rethinking the way they reach customers. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, a host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
Let's start with one of those mainstays. JCPenney struck a deal in bankruptcy court yesterday, saving some 60,000 jobs, one of several retailers, including J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, Brooks Brothers, to file for bankruptcy in the pandemic. But how does saving those jobs and, you know, coming through bankruptcy help in the long term?
You know, the alternative was a spiral into liquidation, which not only would have erased tens of thousands of JCPenney jobs, but it would also have inundated the retail property market with all of that empty space just when it least needed that. So you saw players with typically differing strategic interests kind of hold their nose and unite just to buy this brand and themselves more time.
Right. But, you know, big box stores and places in, you know, malls, we have been dying for years. You know, many are now having to close almost entirely during the pandemic. But what's to say that this, you know, this decline of malls isn't going to keep happening?
Yeah, I mean, what's your reason for going to the mall right now? And if we're talking Black Friday, are you going to brave COVID worries to fight for those doorbusters? You know, Amazon and others, they're matching online anyway. So prior to the pandemic, as you know, we were well into the obsolescence of the American mall. We've talked about Sears, old record stores, Radio Shack. The value proposition of that communal experience was just diminishing. And we know that mall operators have been scrambling to make a better case. Carousels, rock climbing, food halls. And that's all up in the air thanks to everything mm-hmm. that has happened since March.
Well, there's partnerships happening. Target is announcing it's partnering with Ulta Beauty to build Ulta shops within the Target stores. You know, maybe Ulta's hoping to cash in. Maybe Target is. What's happening there?
Yeah, they offer one another something unique right now. Target actually has had a great year. It's an essential business that has mainly stayed open with all of those omni-channel bells and whistles, fulfillment, delivery, returns, online. Ulta, until the pandemic, is one of the hottest niche players in all of retail. But think about how impossible face-to-face contact and perfume spraying and makeup brushes have been. Yeah. So now they need the feet already in the door at Target. And Target, frankly, it could do worse than to share its overhead with a hot retail brand. We've already seen them do that with CVS and Starbucks.
Yeah. Look, a new report, a serious real estate report, showed that 89% of major chains paid their rent in October. That's the highest level since the pandemic started. But Robin, I'm going to give too much information here, but I've been wearing the same Athleta pants for 8 months. You know, I just went through summer clothes and realized hadn't worn any of them. And we're hearing of a surge coming. You know, people really aren't buying clothes, are they?
I mean, they're wearing the same apparel. Things. It's about keeping the leases together. Landlords have had to shell out so much rent relief this year just to keep tenants. So even that number that you're seeing, 89% of rents being paid, do we know how many renegotiations were done? Do we know how many movie chains are involved in this? Home improvement has been great. It's not just about apparel. It's about averting an outright commercial real estate depression by these landlords.
But I have divulged too much, haven't I? Wearing the same
pants. It's all right. We're all in sweatpants. We're all in athleisure wear.
I hear you're not wearing any pants. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure.